Thank you and good morning. And it's a beautiful morning. I woke up this morning and I was thrilled to be a member of the Los Angeles Police Department, and I'm thrilled for my new role. And I have a few comments that I would like to make. First, I have to thank the mayor. This process was the most exhaustive examination I have ever been through. I cannot believe the effort that the mayor and his staff put into this. I spent 3 hours in his living room on two separate occasions trying to convince him that I was the right person for the right time. Two other candidates, who I highly respect, did the same thing. His staff did exhaustive backgrounds on each and every one of us. The mayor contacted hundreds of people, and I know that because when he calls them, they call me, because, or a third of them do anyway. And the folks he reached out to were an array of perspectives that should make this city proud. So I am humbled by my selection in this process. I'm humbled that the police commission, who I respect immensely and who have led this department through some very tough times and have changed this department, and I think that is the most difficult thing that any leader can do, is to really change an organization, and that's what this police commission has done. And they have entrusted in me the continuation of that change, to drive that change down from the top levels of the police administration building down to the black and whites that come to your door when you call the police. That is my challenge. I'm humbled by the quality of the other candidates that I would be selected. And because of that feeling, I pledge that I will not disappoint this city. Chief McDonnell, Mike Moore, Earl Pacinger, Sharon Papa, and the other nine that made the finals. These are people that I have known for decades, that I respect, that I work with every day, and that I will continue to work with. Because this job is not, although the leader is very important in the police department, it's a team job. It is a job that is much too complicated for one person. It requires a team, and I have that team. Chief Bratton did a tremendous job of building a team. My team is not the same as his, but it is made of the same cloth, and it will achieve the same results. The police commission, their diligence in this process was amazing. Their questions, the time they spent, the number of candidates they interviewed. Now, they didn't have to interview that number of candidates. The normal scope of things is about half as many as they interviewed. But they wanted the right person for this job. And I respect to my core what they did and the effort that they put in to this selection. And I thank them for giving me this opportunity. But most of all, I have to thank my family. The mayor talked about it. This is not just a job to me. This is who I am. My father, George Beck, 30 years with the Los Angeles Police Department. After serving in World War II, he came to Los Angeles, became a police officer, rose through the ranks, eventually became a deputy chief, where he served honorably and made a difference and changed this place. And through him, and through my own service, I know the ghosts and the glory of this police department's past. Now, many times we talk about failures, and there were failures. In the 90s, we did not rise up to our ability. We did not do what we should have done in some instances. Those are the ghosts. But the glory of the department is reflected in my father's leadership, in his ability to work with people, his ability to understand community policing before it was a popular concept. And that's my past with the department. My present, my wife Cindy, who has supported me unflaggingly through many difficult commands, many calls in the middle of the night, many times I would come home disheartened by the tragedy that I had observed. But she understands, because she's a cop too. My mother's here, Alma Beck, school teacher for many years. Prior to that, a registered nurse. Service is in her blood also. and she has raised some fantastic children, of which I'm lucky enough to be one. The other is my sister Megan, retired Los Angeles police detective. One of the best detectives I ever met, regardless of my affiliation through birth. She, someday I'll tell some Megan Beck stories to the media, but she is truly, without a doubt, one of the great detectives that ever worked for this police department. Her husband John is here. John has stood by this family for 3 decades now, through the tough times and through the good times, and I respect him for that. My daughter Brandy's here. Brandy worked all night last night in Hollywood Division keeping this city safe. So she'll go without sleep today, and it was important for her to be here. I may see if I can get her a couple hours off tonight to make up for the... I'll have to make some calls because I'm not confirmed, but she might get a little extra time off tonight. That's all, though. So, and then the future of the department. My son. My son's in the... He's not here today because he's got to study. Because he's going to graduate. He will graduate December 4th. And that will be the first graduation that I preside over, if I'm confirmed, by the city council. And that is the future of this organization. And that is why I do this job. That is why I met with the mayor and explained to him my desire to lead this organization, because the future of this organization is in our hands at this moment. We have come so far in the last 7 years, and it is so important that we drive those changes that we've made, that we take them and we put them into the DNA of this organization, so that never again will it depend solely on the leader to make the difference. I have a phrase that I use, and I want to share it with you, and you will hear it again from me. And it's very important to me that I say it slowly and that you think about what it means. And you will recognize some of the facets from it. Some of it comes from Bill Bratton. Some of it comes from Mayor Villaraigosa. Some of it comes from Charlie Beck. And that is that cops count. Character counts. Do the right thing, and you can be the difference. And that is how I will lead this organization. And I'm humbled by your appearance here, humbled by the mayor's faith in me, by the commission's faith in me, and by the faith of the city of Los Angeles. Thank you.